eternal Father. Lord Jesus, we are very, very grateful that we have this grace once again to be in your divine presence this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your help and your mercies unto us in the way that has gone to history. Thank you, Master, in the services. Thank you for your help unto us in our various places of work, at our tomb, in our family altars. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you saw us through everything. Thank you that we have this grace to start the week in your divine presence, Lord. Blessed be thy name, Master. Be with us, Lord Jesus, in this Sunday school. May you help us, Lord Jesus. Speak through us, Father. Hear through us, Lord. Give us understanding of your word. May the revelation of your word do something special in our lives, Father. Thank you for granting this request, Father. Blessed be thy name, Master. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to Sunday school this morning. Just bear with me this morning. I believe that God will help us. So, let's take our Bible as we read from the book of Isaiah chapter 45. We read verses 5 and 6. Isaiah 45, verses 5 and 6. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I guarded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. In the Sunday school of the adolescent, we are going through the exposition of the seven church ages, but I didn't feel that Rasam has gone through that in the main service. It will not be, maybe that will not be necessary now, but while I just prayed, this thought just came to my heart. So let's want to look at the three dispensation of God's manifestations. Three dispensation of God's manifestations, which also Brother Abraham called the three offices of God. So let's look. That is why we read our scripture. Now, the three dispensation or the three offices that Brother Abraham taught us are basically the fatherhood, the sonship, and the Holy Ghost dispensation. When we talk of the fatherhood, that talks of the pillar of fire. Maybe I can use. That also the pillar of fire. The sonship, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Ghost, of course, we know is the Holy Spirit. In the fatherhood, that was God above us. In the sonship, that is God, or God, that was God with us. And in the Holy Ghost, that is God in us. Praise the Lord. This is God above us in the pillar of fire. The same God, not another God. The same God came in the sonship. That is God with us. And this is God in us. Praise the Lord. So, there was a time God manifested himself in the pillar of fire in the journey of the children of Israel from Egypt through the Palestine to the Promised Land. Nobody saw who God was. They just saw the pillar of fire. That was dispensation of the fatherhood. Now that the same God, he came in the sonship. It is the same God that created himself a body in the womb of Mary. That same God endured that body to be God with us. Then the same God now came in the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in us. Praise you, the Lord. Barabbas said, it is God condescending to come and be with his people. Now, in the Christ is the mystery of God revealed, Barabbas said, God has a threefold purpose. He said, God wants to reveal himself to his people. And he said, that is the first purpose. Second purpose, he said, God wants to have the preeminence in the body of believers. And then God wants to restore the fallen Eden. So God having this plan, God wanting to do all these things, God cannot, the creator of heavens and the earth, in the way he was, he cannot reveal himself to us. Rabbi said it will be too mysterious. Praise the Lord. That is why he has to come in a sonship dispensation to be with us. We are going to read the quote. Then God making cleansing the path that he wants to take now come and indwell us in the Holy Spirit. So God today is in the Holy Ghost dwelling in us. Praise the Lord. So let's go to the quote. First, I want to read the brass serpent. The brass serpent. The Brabram preached in 53:11:21, paragraph 37 to 54. Okay. Brabram said, let me see, what will be the relationship between God and the Messiah that we call the Lord Jesus Christ? Okay. Now, this brass serpent. Now, to continue this over in Benton Harbor, Michigan, at the house of David, a Jew who had given this man many helps, called me over there for an interview, where I had a few hours, and we rode over there, and the old man and I, we set out in the swing, and this rabbi came out, because he didn't take off his hat. He just kept his hat on. Young fellow in his 30s, had dark beard, and he said, are you Mr. Abraham? I said, yes, sir. He said, by what authority did you open John Ryan's eyes? I said, I never opened his eyes. He said, well, what opened his eyes? I said, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You see, people, when we say the Son of God, people are confused. Sometimes people are convinced that that Son of God is different from God. But that is an error. That Son of God is God himself in the sonship dispensation. Praise you, the Lord. That's the main thing why that occurred to me. All right, let's continue. The Son of God opened his eyes. He said, nonsense. He said, Jesus was no Christ. Neither was he the Son of God. I said, well, John's eyes is open. Aren't they? He said, yes, that's true. I said, well, I used the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, when I opened his eyes. I said, it was through that name and through that power that brought sight. He said, Jehovah winked at your ignorance. No, he said, you. He thought Brabram was wrong. Jehovah winked at your ignorance. I said, well, maybe he did. I said, but John's eyes are open. He said, Jesus said, he wasn't nothing but a thief. Jesus said, he wasn't nothing but a thief. That is the rabbi saying Jesus was a thief. He wasn't nothing but a thief. He went through the cornfield. He plucked ears of corn and ate them, said it was unlawful. He shouldn't have done that, said he wasn't nothing but a thief. Okay, I said, well now, he was the Lord of the Sabbath. I said, you will call him a thief, and your own law justified him. I said, in your own law, it's written, if a man passes through the cornfield, he can eat what he wants, but don't put any in the bag and take it away. That's right. That's the law. He could eat what he wants. I said, he never broke the law. Oh, he said, he made himself God, and he broke the Sabbath. Praise the Lord. That is what the Jew knew, that the Messiah, may the Son of God, will be the Messiah, and that Messiah will be God. That was the very reason why they killed Jesus. They said he broke the Sabbath, and he made himself God. But he didn't make himself God. He was God manifested in flesh. Praise the Lord. I said, he was the Lord of the Sabbath, and he was God too. And he said, oh, nonsense. You Gentiles are crumpled up in your mind. Said, you Gentiles can't cut God in three pieces and give him to a Jew. Said, you know that. Said, you all say our God. He said, and said, you got three gods. God the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Said, you got three gods. Said, which one of them is your God? I said, all three of them is our God. So he said, well, you are crazy. You are all crazy. And I said, well, now look, I want to ask you something. I said, don't you believe Jesus was the Messiah? He said, no, sir. I said, you believe the prophet, rabbi, don't you? He said, yes. I said, in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, when he said, unto us a son is born or given, government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Counselor. I said, who was that prophet speaking of? That's the Messiah. That was Messiah. I said, then Messiah was to be born a child. Is that right? Oh, yes, that's right. That's the rabbi agreed that the Messiah was to be born a child. He agreed. Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, yes, that's right. I said, then what relationship is Messiah to God? He said, he was God. Praise the Lord. Is that right? He will be God. I said, that's right. He was. I said, we don't try to tell you that there is three gods. There is, three different things. I said, God is like a 3-foot rule, exactly. I said, the angel of, who was that led Moses through the wilderness, the pillar of fire? He said, that was Jehovah. I said, right. And then, no one could even touch a mountain where he was at. And I said, that was Jehovah. No one could touch it. And when he came down in the mountain, it was all on fire. And he wrote the commandment. Yes, that was Jehovah. He agreed. I said, then God unfolded himself into a virgin-born body. See, which Messiah overshadowed a little woman created in her womb, a blood cell that brought forth the Son of God. I said, then God came and dwelt in him. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Scripture. I said, do you believe that? Nay, I don't see. He said, I don't see that. I said, well, he was. He was a threefold being. Notice, and I said, then you could touch him. The God that could not be touched in the fatherhood, in the pillar of fire, on the mountain, when everybody trembled. I said, Moses, you just go and speak with him. We don't want to speak with him. Well, whatever he tells you, we will hear and will believe. That same God now came in human body to be one of us.
to, for our redemption. Now we can, human being cannot touch him. That was why they could slap him. That was why they could do all that they did to him, not knowing that that was their creator. May God help us. So that is what they are doing again today to believers. The person that you think is not a Christian, but is it, you know that this person is a Christian. Whatever you do to him, you are doing to God. May God help us. Okay. Notice, I said, then you could touch him, but he was a virgin born body. What was he doing? Walking his way down into the heart of men. I said, then when he went away, he said, I come from God and go back to God. And through the offering of his body, which was his son, God living in his son, offered up his body for the remission of sins. And I said, through the blood of his unceased born body, redeem us from our sexual bath and brings us into relationship. And he comes again in the form of the Holy Ghost and lives in us. Praise the Lord. The same God, all the way down through the same thing. I said, he had to become, I said, that's the reason we are commissioned to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Because it's the same God in fatherhood, sonship, the Holy Ghost dispensation. It's absolutely, we haven't got three gods. We got one God in three dispensations. That's right. In threefold being of God. God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And that Jews saw that. Now that's been the stumbling block to the Jews. To the Jews ever since the Christian in the Reformation. Ever since the Christian in the Reformation, it wasn't cleared up. That is, John Wesley did not have that revelation. Martin Luther did not have that revelation. They still thought three persons in one God. It wasn't cleared up. And then in that's what stumbled the Jews all along. And he saw that and he started crying. He turned around, he said, God is able of these stones to raise children to Abraham. Praise the Lord. That is what Abraham said. When we are born again, then we become what? The seed of Abraham. God is able of this soul. We who were alien and alienated from God can now be called the son of Abraham. Praise the Lord. It's wonderful. May God bless us. I said, Rabbi, you know, you believe that, I said, God in his mercy, from way up there, he had to walk his way down and cleanse the path of sin through the dispensations until he could get down to live in men. God cleansed the path through the dispensation. What was God walking through? God was walking towards our hearts. Praise the Lord. From the fatherhood to the sonship to this Holy Ghost, God was cleansing the path and walking his way to our hearts because he wants to have the preeminence in the body of believers. Praise the Lord. And he wants to restore us to the fallen Eden where our father Adam and Eve fell from. Praise ye the Lord. Okay, let's continue. So cleansed through the dispensations till he could get down to live in men and fellowship with men again, like he did in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. If that aren't grace, I don't know what is. Brother, our God, Jehovah, bringing himself, that great being yonder, who, oh my, and how he humbled himself, come down, created his own body. The Bible says, sacrifice and offering, thou wouldest not, but a body as thou prepared me. Praise the Lord. That's Hebrews 10:5. So, Oh, man, and how he humbled himself, come down, created his own body, to live in a tabernacle here among us, Emmanuel, walking with us, God in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, and through giving of his body, the flesh, which was the Son of God. God, Jesus was God's Son, that he had here on earth, and he dwelt in his Son as a being manifesting himself. Jesus said, it's not me that doeth the work, the individual Jesus, but he said, it's my Father that dwelleth in me, he dwelt the work. Now it's just like this. God the Father was the first 6 or first 12 inches, God the Son, the second 12 inches, and God the Holy Ghost is the third 12 inches. He is one rule, 1 3-foot rule, but the same God in every dispensation. You see, the same God. How is walking today in men? Do you believe that? God today is walking in men, true men, to achieve his purpose. God has no hands today, other than your hand and my hands. He has no leg today, other than your leg and my leg. He has no mouth to speak today, other than your mouth and my mouth. Praise the Lord. Do you believe that? And God is living in men right here with us tonight. How the love of God has unfolded himself. Coming down. Oh, that's more than I can conceive. That how the Holy God will come down and walk his way down, unfolded himself to get into mankind to live in men. Yet a little while. The words yet me no more. The Spirit speaking through Jesus. Yet ye shall see me, for I will be with you, even in you, to the head of the world. Is that right? Now the unbelievers step out and say, there is no such a thing. Look at him. When he was here on earth, Jesus didn't claim to be no great person. He said he was the Son of God. He told the woman at the well. Okay, let's finish it. He told the woman at the well, there is somebody trying, tell me the other day, Jesus never did say he was the Son of God. He sure did. He said he was the Son of God. Oh, told the woman at the well, she said that she knew Messiah is coming. He said, this is he who is talking to you. He was the Son of God. And he said when he was here on earth, he didn't claim to be any great person. He was humble. He was obedient to the Heavenly Father. He went around doing just as God told him to do. He could see visions. He knew the thoughts of the people's mind. He knew what was wrong with them. God will show him what will come to pass before it come to pass. He will tell the people. Praise the Lord. This time, let's go to Lord, show us the Father and his advises us. 530907 in the afternoon. Paragraph 91 to 99. Maybe you are faster than me now. I don't know. I can't get okay. 5309. Alright. Let's see. Maybe we can't exhaust all the quotes. Definitely not. Maybe reading this will come to the end of it. We'll lay it to rest. Paragraph 91. Yes. God in his world. You believe it? God in his universe. God in his world now. Right quick, let's get God in his Son. You believe God was in his Son? He was. He was more than a man. I taught you that yesterday. He was more than a man. He was God. God is not, that's one thing wasn't poached. in the Reformation. Rabbi said the same thing. It was not purged in the Reformation. See, there is a lot of people say, the Jews try to tell us, there is some Jews sitting here that that's the biggest stumbling block the Jews ever had. Because we don't make it clear to the Jews. They think that we believe there is three absolutely individual gods. That's a lie. There is only one God. Absolutely one God. There is three dispensations. The three manifestations. But the same God every time. Praise you, the Lord. He said, I'm the Lord. There is none else beside me. Every time. It's like a 3-foot rule. You get 12 inches here. You get 24 inches here. You get 36 inches here. But it's the same rule. God, the Father, was revealing himself, unfolding himself, trying to get to where? Trying to get to where? Trying to get to man. So in that dispensation, was God walking his way to our hearts? Praise the Lord. God, the Father, was made manifest in a pillar of fire. That hung on the mountain, even Moses dread the quake. Is that right? If any, even a beast, come near the mountain, had to be thrust through with it. That is that right? Then the same God was manifested in flesh and dwelt among us in a virgin-born body, in order to take away sin. Do you believe that? That was God the Son. You believe that? Is the same God. My Father and I are one. My Father dwelt in me. It's not me that dwelt the work. It's my Father. That was Jesus talking about his Father. The same God revealed down here in a body of flesh who hung in a pillar of fire. The pillar of fire was talking to Moses in the burning bush. He said, tell them all generations that I am that I am. And Jesus stood at the feast and said, I am the I am. Sure, the same God, the 12 inches being from 12 to 24 inches being unfolded. Now, then the next time he revealed himself first in the pillar of fire. Then in the virgin-born body, his son, and now he's walking his way down to mankind, and now he's revealing himself a sinful man that's been regenerated again, living in the entire church. Praise the Lord. At that day, this is what Jesus said, at that day you will know that I am in the Father, and the Father, as John 14, and the Father... And the Father in me, and I in you, and you in me. Oh my, you see, God in his people, hallelujah. Moving out, sure, God is right with the people. He is unfolding himself from the supernatural being, down into a virgin-born body to take away sin. When he comes from God, he went back to God. A little while, and the world seeth me no more. Yet you shall see me, for I will be with you. I is a personal pronoun. I will be with you, even in you to the end of the world. See how God bringing his holy path. He couldn't come right down and jump into sin. God had to purge that path in order to do it. He was a pillar of fire. Then, as a virgin-born son, he taking away the sin out of human body. And then, after that, God himself would dwell right among his people. See what I mean? God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. You believe that? When he was on earth, he said he was God. He looked like God. He talked like God. He preached like God. Hallelujah. He healed like God. He rose like God. He ascended like God. Hallelujah. And he was God. Hallelujah. He was God in the flesh. God was in his son, manifested himself to his people. Oh, how many times we could, how much we could go to and to go to that and see what it was. See, but I believe you understand what I mean. See, is God unfolding himself? He comes out from nature, coming down into the flesh in his son. God comes in the flesh, Jesus Christ, the Logos, that went out in the beginning. Out back in the beginning, no one could see God. Then the Logos come out. Then God manifested himself down in man. Man sinned. Man sinned, then God come down and revealed himself in flesh, taking away sin. Return back, come back again to live in people, to talk to them like he did to Adam and Eve. Praise the Lord. Like he did to Adam and Eve, he's talking to his people today. Do you believe that? God is still speaking to you today. God is not dumb. God is still speaking to his own children today. Do you believe that? Oh, sure. Now, my parents, and my both were Catholic, but brother, you see, there is no much Catholic left in me as triumphing. That's right. Yes, sir. They believe in eternal sonship. There is three actual individual beings. God the Father and hold with long white beard, God the Son, a middle-aged man, and the Holy Ghost was a mascot, boy-like. There is no such a thing. There is only one God, and I different agree with the organization of Pentecost that call the oneness like your finger is one. That's wrong. Absolutely is wrong. Jesus couldn't have been his own father. And if God is a man, then Jesus was born sexual desire and not virgin birth. That settles the whole thing. You see, if he's one like your fingers one, then what? Then he was his own daddy. Now, could he have been? That's wrong. He had a father. Jesus did. You just can't see the manifestation of God unfolding himself, a loving father, coming right down from the heavens, unfolding himself, coming down to live among human beings here on earth. There you have. God was in his son, and now I've unfolded to you also, God is in his people. Do you believe that? Then when God, the same God, is lived back yonder in the days when Moses seen the pillar of fire. That's right. How many believe that was the angel of the covenant? Amen. Congregation say amen. Where the angel of the covenant was Jesus Christ. Moses esteemed the reproach, esteemed the riches of Christ greater treasure than that of Egypt. And he forsook Egypt, following Jesus Christ. He followed Christ through the wilderness, which was the Logos. All right. Now, then here comes down. The next is the sonship. Then the Holy Spirit. That's the reason that Matthew said, baptize them in the name of, not the names, in the name of the Father. In the name of the name of the Father, in the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. Sure, is the same God moving right down through these three dispensations, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Not three different individual beings, but one being in three different manifestations. Hallelujah. Glory. I don't know whether we can finish this reading. Brother, I tell you, we'll punch the devil in the rib every day. Do you believe that? Oh, my brother said, let me read that again. Brother, I tell you, that will punch the devil in the ribs every day and make him squeal like a pig. That's right. Because it's the power of God being revealed in these last days. Praise the Lord. We thank God for William Lino Braham. that has brought these things plain to us the way it should be. We are grateful to God that we are no more in the mess of the denominations. We are not serving a three God, but we are serving one God who came in three dispensations, in three offices, as Brother Brown said it. God bless you. Let's bow down our heads.
Blessed Lord, we thank you again this morning for our gathering together on today. Thank you for the week that ended yesterday. Are your blessings, are your cares and protection upon our lives and our going out and coming in. Lord, we have come. Your prophet said we come to church for just one purpose, and that is to check up with our soul salvation. Thank you for your word that has gone forth describing how you are condescended to come to live in man. Heavenly Father, we don't want this thing to be a theory in our ears. We want to experience it. We want to know that God is dwelling in us. He is guiding us. The other each step we take on a daily basis. That is our desire. That is our prayers. We are therefore praying this morning, O God, that as many as I've not had this experience in their souls, why this message has gone forth this morning, may you walk upon their souls, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, that I've had the experience, take us to higher ground. We look unto you for the next services ahead, Lord, for more of your blessings, Lord. Truly, no man can know these things except you graciously reveal them unto him. We are grateful. We appreciate you. May your name be praised, Lord. Replenish your servant that you have spoken to us through. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen.